Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I am one of half a million of South Vietnamese officers and officials who was put in prison in communist Vietnam. And we suffered from 3 to 15 years, and I survived 10 years in the so-called re-education camp. It's a prison, it's a labor camp. And I'm here today, enjoy my liberty and democracy so much. That every day, as we wake up, looking through the window to see the blue sky, let us ask ourselves, how many of us appreciated the liberty and freedom and democracy that 100 years, thousands of men and women in America have struggled for? Yes, indeed, we are the happiest people in the planet. Millions of other people around the world still in the persecution and oppression in scores of countries where the communism and the dictatorship rule. Everybody is equal. We are born with all rights and dignity until the evil force takes them from us. Every people have the right to determine their destiny until the strong people invade and make them slaves. During its occupation in Tibet from 1949 to present day, Communist China always falsely claimed Tibet is its territory, as it does with Mongolia, Manchuria, and even to Vietnam. About 1.2 million of Tibetans have died as a direct result from the communism. Worse, Tibetans are now witnessing the extermination of their culture and religion by the Chinese communism. But looking back in Vietnam, 33 years after the war ended in 1975, our people still suffer the darkness of communism, except for the few people of the top layer. The rulers, the majority do not have any basic rights, such as the right to live, liberty and security of person. Without right and freedom, a man is merely an animal that can speak and work. But he speaks only what the government asks him to do so, and he only works for the profit of the rulers. Myanmar and North Korea are no exception in this case of human rights violation. Since the people deserve a freedom and human rights, we are gathering today to demand the evil government to render the right and freedom to the oppressed people. China must withdraw from Tibet unconditionally. Let Tibetans decide the future of their country. Tibetans are no Chinese. Also, China must withdraw the troops from the Presley and Paracel Island of Vietnam. Mainland Chinese, Vietnamese, Burmese, North Korean, Cuban, and many more from any kind of oppression and persecution must be free. Being here today at this solemn ceremony, we would like to express our solidarity to the Chinese, Tibetan, North Korean, Cuban, and all the people who are enduring the dictatorship. Human rights do not come from begging. They come from struggling. Even we have to sacrifice our lives. Please boycott the Summer Olympic in China. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.